Thunder Bay. The tourism industry in Thunder Bay has suffered like many other sectors through the pandemic, so this season is an important one, and it's getting some help from cruises that have and will continue to make port in the city throughout the summer. This weekend the Viking Octantis made port at the Pool 6 dock, and Kabir Bajoria, who is a national on-air host for the Weather Network, travel blogger and podcaster on Instagram, former cruise director for Carnival Cruise Lines and P&O Cruise Lines Australia, is one of her passengers who disembarked this weekend and says that even though he's flying home today, he hopes to be back here again soon. Thunder Bay is such, it's a pleasure to be here because I do work in the weather industry and TV as well as a weather presenter. So it's nice to be in Thunder Bay and get to see the people that I report on, he said. Not only that, I've loved having a Persian today, that was absolutely gorgeous. I loved being able to see all the different monuments. I saw the Terry Fox Monument, and it's nice to highlight the largest westernmost city in the province. Bajoria, from his experience as a former cruise director, says that the reason these Great Lakes itineraries are so beneficial is that they show off what the Great Lakes have to offer in style with a focus on conservation and ecology, and, as for the passengers, there's often a human impact portion as to why they choose to sail the Great Lakes. A lot of people, especially the guests on the ship that I was with, had a history with the Great Lakes. They had family members that were very passionate about the Great Lakes, that worked upon them, some as sailors, some that worked as miners along the lake, and this was kind of an homage to them, he said. On the other side of it, a lot of people wanted to stay relatively close to home. And, I think, ending off in Thunder Bay is great because it's a nice kind of anchor city. It's the largest city in this neck of the woods. As more and more cruises make port in Thunder Bay and give guests from around the world the ability to experience the north, hopefully, more travel industries take notice and let Thunder Bay shine year-round. I think that it will, especially because there are quite a number of tours that people are going to be on when they disembark the ship, and especially people that are from the area around the Great Lakes. I think that's going to be really big for it, said Bajoria. And remember, there is going to be a sister ship coming. So when she goes to Antarctica, there's always the possibility that we'll be getting more vessels, and hopefully, this also stimulates the entire industry.